This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming up to 7:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story this hour is going to be about how we'll be observing Raya this year. In a sense, it's something that we've been exploring all week and even today. So Senior Minister for Defence, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, has said house visits are allowed for the first day of Raya only. And that's if your family members live in the same state as you. He also said that the number of people allowed under one roof is capped at 20. And it's only kept there really if your house is large enough to allow for physical distancing. Nonetheless, Health DG Datuk Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah has said that it really would be better if all Malaysians spend Raya at home with immediate family members and avoid visiting relatives and friends altogether. This way, he said, we can guarantee that no Raya clusters will pop up, which has been a point of concern now for something like 2 months, this worry that we are going to see an emergence of new clusters post-Raya. Beyond the issue of open houses, though, and visitation, it's also about other things that really change and affect the overall tone of this year's celebrations. And this includes Raya prayers and not being able to recite the Takbir as a community. It's also the little things, finding alternatives to handshakes and hugs when asking for forgiveness, and, for example, seeing bank transfers instead of Duit Raya. And these are all adjustments that no doubt, I think, you know, people will have to make, right, regardless of how we might personally feel about it, simply because we, in the name of public health, public safety, this is what we've been advised to do. This is what the government has been very consistent in saying. And so in light of that, we still see, you know, attempts to get together and to visit, whether it's through the virtual sense of seeing one another online or actually going to one another's homes within that safe 20 people limitation. So what are your plans for Raya? You know, are you going to keep it virtual or are you planning to drop by and pay people visits or welcome people into your home? You can call us at 7733-2900 to tell. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And we are going to be finding out after this how the former Minister of Health and MP for Kuala Selangor, Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli bin Ahmad, is going to be spending his Raya. So if you are curious as well, then that will be coming your way right after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:10 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking now about how we're going to be celebrating Raya this year with the changes that have been made and also the instructions that we've been given or recommendations that we've been given from the government. So in light of that, we spoke earlier this afternoon, actually, to former Minister of Health and MP for Kuala Selangor, Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli bin Ahmad, to find out what his plans are for Raya. Here is that conversation. Dr. Zul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So can you start by telling us, how has the experience of Ramadan been for you this year with all the changes going on?
It's totally a new an unprecedented experience that is MCO, and really you get to, honestly, there's a lot of, you know, you have more time to yourself. I got to do a lot of things that I wanted to do all these years. You know, Ramadan is very spiritual in the sense that it is more or less like a personal kind of, you know, introspection month where you get to do a lot of things that you get to look into yourself. And apart from those involvement that I have on my Selangor Task Force COVID thing, I'm more or less, you know, at home, and besides, of course, going weekly to my constituency. So most of the time is at home by night, by prayer time, the Taraweeh thing. And also, it's all about you and your family. And I don't have many around anyway. Although I've got 7 children, but there's only one family with me. And yes, I must say that it is truly an unprecedented experience where you have a lot of time to yourself and your wife, particularly, because, you know, I must say that it's very fulfilling.
And with that said, we know that Raya itself is going to be different for many people this year. Before we talk about how you'll be celebrating, can you maybe talk to us about what a usual Raya celebration would be like for you pre-COVID-19?
Right, I've got a big family, as I told you. I've got 7 children and, you know, many, many grandchildren. So Raya is always a very, you know, exciting moment and event. And it's always like, you know, beside your children and your extended family, your siblings, your uncles, aunties and whatnot. But I'm quite sure it's going to be very, very different this year, of course. And beside friends and neighbors and what others. So really, it's going to be a real, again, I use the word, what they call as new normals or an unprecedented, you know, maybe this is once in a lifetime kind of experience where you get to really do the same thing, perhaps prayers and whatnot, but all by yourself and your close family, you know, not the extended family, but your unit family, yourself, your wife, maybe one or two of your children. So, yes, it's going to be a lot more restrained, but nonetheless, it's still Raya. And in fact, I must say to you that, you know, it's going to be really a different experience because actually Raya is a joyous moment where you really get to rejoice and be grateful unto the Almighty. The fact that you have fasted for a month and that this great month of Ramadan as a spiritual training. Raya is actually one day. But Malaysians particularly have taken Raya to be one, the whole month of Shawwal. So that's the reason why it gets so extended. But this time around, we get to only celebrate Raya for one day. The rest of the Muslim world only celebrated it for one day.
And
but
so,
of course, there are the good social, you know, things, you know, where you get to entertain friends and whatnot. But strictly, and you know, if you want to talk about Hari Raya, it's strictly one day. That is the first day, lah. And this time round, we got to really do it that way.
And so, for you, then, you've mentioned that it's going to be different in this one day. How will you be observing Raya? Are you planning to visit? Are you planning to welcome visitors?
Not at all. Okay, we will start the day by, as usual, waking up early, preparing for, usually we will go out for prayers in the mosque, but now it's going to be prayer among our family. And that, the usual Eid al-Fitri prayers. Now we will usually listen to the sermon, the Raya sermon. And now it's going to be, you know, head of family, like myself, is going to be doing it. And all my children are really wanting to come back, but only 3 would be able to come back for whatever reason of the 7. So we're going to be making sure that we will observe the numbers. We kept the numbers, you know, at something very, you know, that would be, you know, as required. So the rest happen to be with their in-laws. So morning prayer, and then a sermon, and then a 2 rakaat of prayers. And then that's it. I mean, we have said that we will not do the usual visits and whatnot. Even my uncle, granduncles are also saying that they would want, you know, because they are that age group where they are at the high risk group, right? In fact, we ourselves are already, you know, above 60, maybe the 6 series. So we also wouldn't want to expose ourselves unnecessarily. So yeah, it's going to be a very restrained Hari Raya, but nonetheless, it's still the Raya that we all looked forward to, because Raya is actually the end of the fasting month, and that is to, as I said, rejoice and celebrate and be thankful and grateful to the Almighty.
And, you know, when you decided to make sure that you were going to cap it to a smaller amount of people and so on, you know, was any member of your family disappointed? Did you have to discuss that and, you know, talk it through?
Well, some of them have just cannot, you know, one, my youngest and wife is in Malacca, so they're not able to cross anyway. And they will be with his in-law. One in Perak, Slim River, my wife told my daughter, she has got to be with a relative in Perak, so that's okay. So 2 in Klang, so they may or may not be able to come after the prayer. Only 3 will be with us. So yeah, that would be the numbers that we are looking to manage.
And, you know, there are so many practices that are a major part of Raya, and you've talked about some of them, including the prayers, of course, but there's also kissing the hands of your elders, the salam, seeking forgiveness.
Yeah.
How can these practices be adapted for Raya this year?
It's really going to be difficult. Mm. And I think well in advance before that, myself particularly, and also many others, they have taken, you know, I'm sure they have made preparation to inform parents. And parents pun ada yang kata tak payahlah balik, you know, tak payah balik kampung. My mother is in Rembau. But I was fortunate that my younger sister is with her. I really wanted to get to her back home for Raya. But I've told her, you know, much as I would want to. But this Raya, perhaps, I'm not able to do so. And she doesn't mind at all. For as long as I communicate and, you know, ask for her forgiveness well in advance already for Raya. And it's got to be quite, in a way, emotional in a sense. Because the mourning is when you seek for, you know, forgiveness from parents, you know, children to their parents. And, you know, those like me, I still have my mom around. So those are the time where we really get to really ask for forgiveness for all our, you know, whatever misdoings or whatever. So, yes, it's going to be different because this is the day where we want to be really with them and give them all the comfort, with them seeing all our grandchildren back and whatnot. It's always a joyous moment where we get the siblings to be all together and grandparents seeing all their chuchus and grandchildren, great. My mom has got, you know, can't chuchu saja, but great grandchildren. So she will miss all this. But it's just fortunate that one or two of my siblings are in Greece, Milan. So, you know, they will be back to comfort her, be with her.
And on the subject of Eid al-Fitr prayers, with mosques limiting their congregation, a lot of people will not be able to partake. What's your view on that? And what would you say to those who are worried or sad about not being able to attend?
I think they must understand that religion is not as rigid, you know, and much as we will want to be in the mosque praying together. The observation of preserving lives in Islam is so important, and that this is where you see the flexibility of Islam, where in this difficult time, in this crisis, in this pandemic, Islam calls for observation of all this in the effort to preserve lives and well-being. So it's always measuring between religion, lives, and livelihood. So I think the message is now gotten across that we are doing this in all clear conscience, that we are not, you know, we're doing this for the sake of religion, for the sake of citizenry, for the sake of the ummah, and no qualms about that. I think we don't feel irreligious not going to mosque and whatnot, you know. So it's not about something of our choice, but, you know, it's demanded by situation. And this is why, as I said, religion is flexible on this. And we know that in this crisis situation, it requires crisis management and procedures.
And on a more emotional level, I think, as you pointed out, a lot of people will not be able to cross state borders. Many will not be able to return home, see their families. To people who are just feeling sad about it, you know, what advice would you offer?
Well, now we have many forms of communication. I've already planned for my children and my extended family that we've got to go on, you know, we've got to have use technology. We can meet video conferencing, the Zoom app and others. So, yes, we can be together, yeah? Although very far distant apart. So this is really physical distancing. But emotionally and spiritually, we are all together. And the more important thing is we get to address one another. And, you know, to greet one another and to make well-wishing wishes of one another. So all those will not be compromised. Although we are not able to be, you know, physically in contact, you know, embrace one another, sort salam, you know, the usual thing. But I think we must all put in perspective that life is at stake here. And that is so important. We have heard of the news of family, you know, because of this, they have lost loved ones because they were not, you know, they were in a way complacent or negligent. So all the more reason we must observe all this.
And finally, Dr. Zul, would you like to maybe leave us with a Raya wish since we are pretty much on the eve of Raya?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And this is, I must say again, that this is going to be a unique, maybe once in a lifetime kind of experience. I must say that, you know, I wish the entire Muslim community in particular and all the rest who are not able to join us this time round, that Raya is still Raya, as jubilant, as joyous, as moment that we would want to, you know, express and manifest it. But this time round, we have to observe our kind of social distancing, but that it would not compromise the spirit of Eid al-Fitri, which is, as I said, a day where we rejoice and express our thanksgiving and gratefulness to the Almighty, the fact that we have fasted for a month, and that is also a training, you know, that we want to see the less fortunate members of the community, that we give their dues and whatnot. So, yes, we miss the raya aspect of it, but nonetheless, it is still as spiritual and as religious and as joyous as it could be, beside, of course, the getting together, the togetherness. But we are together spiritually and emotionally. Thank you, Lynn.
Dr. Zul, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
That was Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli bin Ahmad, former Minister of Health and, of course, MP for Kuala Selangor, talking to us about Raya celebrations this year and how they might be different, but still, as Dr. Zul said, no less joyous. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.